Hey, Brian.
Hey.
We just played some table tennis.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, you kind of wiped the floor with me.
Yeah, but, you know, you were having trouble with your forehand, so.
And other things. I didn't actually want to talk to people on the internet about table tennis just now.
No?
Yeah, Metro. We didn't actually do one, like, post-Metro.
Oh, yeah.
Talk crap about stuff before we'd actually even seen it. And then Mr. Rice Guy goes up posting a trailer and linking to it on the post, which seems like a bad idea because we had no real information about it. So, what did you think about Metro?
It's pretty crazy.
Russian. Crazy Russian.
Crazy Russian, yeah. Underground.
So you know it's crazy.
Yep. I was surprised.
Surprised how?
That it looked interesting and good.
Yeah, graphically as well as, like, conceptually.
The concept is very good. Like, hey, you know, you're going to have guns and monsters, but why not get depressed while you're doing it?
that was something that the demonstrator kept bringing up, eh?
Yeah, but Russians are all depressed.
Very happy kind of people.
Russians hate their lives.
Hint of irony in their statement.
No, I quite enjoyed it. I'm writing up a preview at the moment. It's about half done. Gas masks.
Was it just me getting a little bit freaked
out?
No,
I was like, man, it's getting hard to breathe in here.
Yeah, I mean, I posted in the forums about it.
It was quite oppressive.
And the irony that you're feeling a little bit, like, shut in when you're actually, like, this is the first time you stepped outside from the tunnels. It's like, it's not the first game to feature, like, the characters breathing.
No.
But it's the first time I think I've been affected by it.
Yeah. I mean...
The crystallization of the,
The fog.
Precipitation?
Yeah.
You call it?
The fogging up of the visor and the increased heaviness of the breathing depending on how polluted
really
the air is.
It's really savagely belabored, eh? It's like...
Well, I mean, that wasn't his breathing. What you were hearing a lot was the air filtering through the gas mask.
Well, yeah. But, I mean... It's doing that because he's forcing it through with his breathing.
Yeah.
So I mean it's part filter and part
him.
Yeah, part mechanical breathing process.
But no, I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out. I mean, it might just end up being a huge dog turd, but it'll be a depressing, interesting dog turd.
I think it's guaranteed not to be a dog turd.
Really?
I'm going to say that.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Guaranteed not to be a dog turd.
That, my friend.
Yeah, that's because I don't use the term dog turd lightly.
Okay.
I think you maybe.
I throw it around quite a lot.
It's like,
I'm like those chimpanzees
Brian,
at the
Brian,
zoo.
You get, I'm going to say this, you get out dog turd, it's like candy.
Yeah. Man, it's not as popular with the kids, but. Damn it, if I'm going to give it to you.
But they
you're
stay off my
it.
Lawn. Boy, yeah. Do they.
Yeah. So, yeah, look out for that in a couple of months.
And if you're in the Hamilton area, come play table tennis with us.
Yeah, we were lonely because we suck and everyone else was incredibly good.
Yeah, that definitely... You know, if we hung out at the junior session...
That might be like, a five-year-old.
Well,
maybe.
Like, I think we'd be on par with half the people playing.
Oh, you reckon? That's ambitious.
No, going from what I remember when I was playing back then, there would still be like half the hall as savage as those dudes in the corner who were just like belting it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, because I mean,
pass. I will pass on that. Oh.
And I'll be 17, so it'll be super
amazing.
Cool. Yeah, Metro in stores soon. It's coming out pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And there's a book, which when they started talking about it before the thing, I was like, yeah,
don't
okay,
really care.
I mean, like, Dante's Inferno is based on a poem, and I have no interest in reading that, even remotely. Anyway, it's no different because that was an Italian, like a foreign language that I can't speak, and was translated.
Yeah.
And so, same with Metro 2033. Although maybe I'm thinking about reading Metro 2033 now.
Well, because it's post-apocalyptic Russia.
Yeah, and I love post-apocalyptic stuff.
Well, this is your stop.
It is indeed, and I will post this onto the internet.
Awesome.